on TV, 30 minutes dedicated to looking at the travails of a particular family. Usually the whole setting of the show is indoors, it's in the family room, whether it be Father Knows Best back from the 50s through to ones in the 1980s. And the whole focus of this drama will be one particular family, the relations in that family, and the trials and tribulations of those individuals. The world that it creates is nearly always apolitical. It does not refer to the wider political world going on. Rather, it reduces the world simply to the dilemmas of individual men and women. The background, the genre from which that comes, you may be surprised to know, is in fact a Greek genre that goes back to the 4th century BC. It is in that time, and we may have time at the end of these lectures to get as far as this, but it's at that time, at the end of the 4th century, that Menander, the Greek poet, produced a series of comedies known collectively as New Comedy. They were very different from the old world of Aristophanes, where the plays had been about politics, where the plays had been obscene, where the characters had worn large phalluses and had looked ridiculous on stage, and where characters like Cleon, who really could have been the ancient Bill Clinton in the way he's treated in these plays, where these characters are treated as buffoons and where they are put on the stage and ridiculed by the community. New Comedy was very different. By the end of the classical period, the Greeks had moved away from that politically engaged comedy and instead had turned to a type of comedy in which the entire focus was just the family. No greater political world, no community, no demos, no Athens, just mum, dad, the girl and her boyfriend who she wants to marry but who the family won't allow to marry because he's not of the right status, and the very happy and intelligent slave who manages to save everybody's life in the end. Now, it's very interesting to stop and think about what sort of change took place in the Greek world between the 5th century and the 4th century. And I raise this to make one final point. We have a tendency when we think about the Greeks to think in monolithic terms. That is, to think of Greek culture as being a single homogenous culture. Usually it's associated with the age of Pericles, so that you can think of one great statesman, one great city, Athens, one great culture producing Sophocles, Euripides, and earlier than that, Aeschylus, one culture producing Plato and Socrates. But in fact, the world of the Greeks is vastly more complex than that. And during the course of these lectures, over the next 24 lectures, I want to take you on a survey of all of Greek culture from the Bronze Age, going back as early as about 3000 BC, and taking us right forward to the end of the Bronze Age at around 1100 BC, and then taking us down through the geometric, the archaic, and the classical periods, the classical period being our focus in the second half of the course of the lectures, where we'll deal with the 5th and the 4th century. And unfortunately, we can't take our survey much further than that, although there is, of course, plenty of Greek history that follows after. But what we'll find over the course of these lectures is that particularly from the period of about 1600 BC to about 300 BC, we're going to see a culture undergoing astonishing changes. The Bronze Age will be very different from the Iron Age. The Iron Age will itself undergo many changes. And what we're going to find is the record of accomplishment of a civilization which produced much that is lasting in Western culture, but much that we have to examine closely. We talked about the Parthenon earlier, and I'm going to finish with the Parthenon. We'll come back to it later in the lectures. But I want you to consider this. It is a perfection of Greek architecture, without doubt. It has cunning techniques of tricking the eyes so that columns that are bent look straight. Yes. It is a masterpiece that we have copied over and over again in different forms, without doubt. But in the context of its own times, what is the Parthenon? It is a building that was paid for by the tribute that Athens received from the allied states around the Aegean. Originally, its allies in a war against the Persians, but by the middle of the 5th century, the subjects of the Athenian mistress, the Athenian Empire. So what we're going to find is that much which seems familiar to us in this series of lectures, when put in the context of its own time, will assume a very different look. And a building, which may be gorgeous to look at, can actually carry with it a great deal more meaning, a hidden meaning that we'll try to discover in the course of the next 24 lectures.